Research suggests that 93% of musicians have experienced a playing-related injury, causing significant financial, emotional, occupational, and physical distress. WAPA PhD candidate Nikki DiMondo is looking to change all that, currently in the thick of researching how to keep saxophone players in peak mental and physical condition by designing a specific injury prevention program. This Friday, the public will have the opportunity to see this demonstration live of her research with a performance combining music and science at the WAPA Postgrad Research Showcase. Nikki joins us this morning to tell us more. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Thank you for being with us. Now, tell me more about music-related injuries. I'm sure we're not just talking about a backflip gone awry. How and why do they happen?
Absolutely. So it's usually up to about 93% current research shows, and most of the reasons are due to overuse, and it tends to be in the upper, in the upper body area. So it's usually due to sudden increase in practice load or instrument weight, stress, really repetitive, fast passages, poor posture, poor technique. There's so many reasons. it's affecting a lot of musicians in a lot of stages, early career, tertiary musicians, even school students. So something's got to change.
And so your research, what will be showcased on Friday, is saxophonists in particular, but I imagine this research can be applied to all different types of music being performed as well.
Yeah, definitely. So on Friday, I'll be performing a concert. I've just finished. This is the last week of my study. And this concert will be featuring the pieces that I've been playing as part of this study. And they've all been picked because they're extremely taxing, on the physical body. They've got lots of extended techniques, a bit of circular breathing. We've got one on baritone, which is a bit heavier instrument, and lots of really fast passages. So I've basically picked all of the things that tend to induce injury, and then I've designed this kind of program around it. So yeah, Friday will be the performance and a little bit of a chat about what I've been doing in my study.
Talk to me about the sort of inspiration behind this project, Nikki. It's obvious that you yourself were experiencing these sorts of issues.
Yeah. So when I was in, I had a little bit in undergrad, but mostly it really peaked when I was in my master's, and I was doing, between 4 to 6 hours practice a day. And I got a really bad tendon injury that, just stopped me playing as much as I wanted, to the level that I wanted. And a lot of my friends are going through the same thing, colleagues. And I've even had a few friends that have had to quit music, because of their injuries. So I just wanted to find out what's going on and, how we can stop it, really.
We're speaking this morning with WAPA PhD candidate Nikki DiMondo, talking about new research that she's been conducting about sort of reducing the risk of injury while playing music. For many people while on the job, Nikki, this is extremely important research for people who are career professional musicians and for people who are doing it maybe in their spare time or gigging regularly around town. What were some of the major findings that you've been able to sort of pluck out here? Is it a case of prevention is the best cure?
A little bit, yeah. From most of the research, and my study also echoes this, the risk factors are mostly preventable. So obviously that precludes, something that's, hereditary or, if you've got an existing issue. But most of the issues I've found have been from insufficient recovery and warm-up. So if you're just having massive practice loads, 6 hours a day, but not recovering and not doing active recovery, that's definitely going to start to show up. Even session length, like the length of your actual practice sessions, if they're going beyond 45 minutes or beyond an hour, that's really hitting the injury level of your muscles, and you start to get overuse injuries beyond that point. Just having a big enough break between them, reducing the amount of repetitive and fast sessions that you're doing in one hit, if that makes sense. Also, poor technique, instrument weight and stress, dealing with stress in a healthy manner, both, mentally and physically. That's probably the main ones for now. But yeah, hoping that a lot more will come up.
Yeah, you mentioned there are a lot of the physical sort of aspects, but mental is another area that you have looked at in your research as well. Is there a thing there of musicians maybe not taking care of themselves in a mental capacity?
Yeah, performing is such a high stress, thing to do. It really is. And putting yourself out in front of people. And part of good performance preparation, I believe, is also good mental performance preparation. And part of this is a bit from my yoga side and from the sports science side, they deal with, you know, peak conditioning and peak performance mindset quite a lot. And there's, you know, meditation techniques, centering techniques, and they work in a twofold way. They, you know, they help you to prepare for the performance, but they help you to feel better about the performance, better about your skills and your preparation leading up to it, so that you can have, you know, more efficient practice and a better result on the day in the moment when it matters.
And enjoy it as well, I imagine, too.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're doing this, you got to love it, you know.
I called early this morning for people to get in touch with their music-related injuries. And thank you to Em, who has texted in 0405 921 921. A few injuries related to music are aside from how I used to set my drums up and also copped a guitar to the face and split my lip. They weren't great, but by far the worst was trying to hit and grab a cymbal in the same motion. I don't even know how I thought it was possible. Em, I hope you're recovering. Thank you for sharing. If anybody else out there has a music-related injury, it's a safe space. You can share it here. I'm sure you're not the only person who has experienced such things. Now, Nikki, if folks want to come and see your demonstration, if they want to learn more about it, it is open to public this Friday, tomorrow. What's the go there? How do we go?
Yeah, so it's free. All you've got to do is come to Whopper at the Mount Lawley campus, and it's in the RGA, which is the Richard Gill Auditorium. So there's plenty of parking on site. You just head straight through the foyer doors. If you're in the upstairs foyer, you just head downstairs. And if you just walk in the main foyer, I guess, outside, you'll be right at the RGA. It should be on your right. Yeah, it's pretty easy to find. But if you get lost, you know, there should be people around to help to show you where to go.
All right. We'll pop some links up on the RTR website. Nikki, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Speaking there with Whopper postgrad student and PhD candidate Nikki DiMondo, talking about new research into musical injuries, how staying on top of both your mental and physical health can help curb the risk for those injuries. Love to hear from you if you're out there gigging at the moment. Or maybe you're not because you've been injured. Let us know. 0405 921 921.